say prayer.
Prayer.
The reason why I like to say before prayer, I put a lot of time of worship. Do you know why? Because I want you to see how God big is. I want you to, you know, to have a picture when I come and say, in the name of the Lord, I decree and I declare. That time I'm declaring, I know these people, they have been in 1 hour of worship.
Amen.
They are soaked with God's glory. When I speak, I decree and I declare. That time and that moment, anything can happen. Why? Because you have people who you have been watching. Watching how God great he is, how big God is. When I say receive it, that time you are able to say I receive, because at that moment you are in the spiritual realm. You have taken the battle in the spirit where the devil can't stand. Tell you about even following or something just wrong just happened to you. Prayer can move mountains. I don't think your problem is real. I don't think so. We can take it out right now through prayer. Tell about take it down. Take it down. Tell them about we're gonna pray now. But you must understand one thing, neighbor. We are taking our battles in the spirit. Where the devil cannot stand. Don't, you know, when you're praying, you know, we have so many Christians who make these common mistakes. Well, when they're praying, they look at the situation where it is in their mind. That's wrong. That's where the devil is. When you're praying for your child who is in the hospital, don't have an image. The image of your child in the hospital, that's where the devil is. Have the picture of your child in the atmosphere where God is. I'm talking to somebody right here. Father, in the name of the Lord, I decree and I declare, every power holding my ankle, you are having the picture of your ankle in the village. No. Take it in the spirit. Take your anchor.
Yeah.
Have the image in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called creative vision. A vision you create yourself. Which was used by Zechariah. When he used it, God said, what do you see? He said, I am seeing a tree. And God said, yeah, you have seen right. Oh, come on. Am I talking to somebody? Take the person in the image. See the person right here. You must see the person in your mind that is here. You must see angels around. You must see them doing the operation on that person in your mind. It's called creative vision. Not like, Father, I pray, you know, I've been looking for a job, so I applied to these people. I applied yesterday, and you're having your mind in that office. Father God, touch that boss. You are far above that job, even though you're working for that job, but you're above that job. You're a child of the Most High God. Hey, you belong, your life is supposed to be on top of... It is a privilege for that boss to have you at that job. It is their privilege they have you. They act as if it is your privilege to be working for their company. The truth is, it is their privilege to have such a person like you in their company. You're so important. I am very important. Are they hearing?
Yes.
Are they following what you're saying?
Yes.
Are they following what we are saying?
Yes.
Tell me, it is a privilege that I'm your neighbor right now. Well, no. Tell them one day, Major One will pray. so that you neighbor can see how many angels follow me. It's a prosuche. Are we ready for prayer? Don't look when you're praying to watch and pray. Don't look at how what you're passing through to have the vision, the past vision, and you keep on thinking the things you've been going through. Hey, Father, I pray. No. You must look at another picture where the devil can't come.
Amen.
You see, that's why sometimes you find when you're praying, you just change the gear. Bah! I refuse to be sick. I am rich in the name of Jesus. As you're talking, you keep seeing yourself rich. You see yourself healed. You see yourself delivered. You see yourself free. We had somebody today who were telling my protocol people to say, I remember Prophet Bushiri many years ago, he used to speak things. And when he's talking in them, we thought he was mad. But all the things he spoke, we are seeing them in his life. He's living what he was talking. Do you know why?
No.
Do you know why? I was bringing out the information. When I told somebody I would be like this, they thought I'm talking, but it was to bring out the
information.
This is why my words are very dangerous. When I say now, I say, when I say in the name of the Lord, receive this. It happens because I bring out the information. Can I bring out something? Can I bring out something? Can I bring out something? Can I release something right now? Every demon of barrenness, every demon of lack of employment, every demon of poverty, every demon that is troubling your family, I paralyze you in the name of Jesus. I declare miracles in 14 days from now. Receive in 14 days. Come and testify. Sit down for a moment. Tell them about prayer. Show me your Bible now. Not the Bible that you're going to switch off, eh? Somebody came to me with a proposal. I laughed. Papa, I have a proposal. There's this Bible you can use, and it was a tablet. You can use, just press like this. I'm like, do you think me? I don't know these things. I just don't want a Bible that can go off. Imagine, I once tried that before, and it sent me a message, update your Bible. I'm like, update? Update? What story has changed in the Bible? Update your Bible. Update. Is it outdated already? I'm asking, can I see your Bible? Not this outdated Bible. Seriousness is when you begin to work with your physical Bible.
Yes.
Do you think you're going to read the Bible on that phone? You begin to read like this, then ton ton message, WhatsApp. You move from the Bible, you go to WhatsApp to answer first. Like really, even God is like serious. God is like really. Let me say this to you. There was a certain family. I promised them that after getting married, I'm going to give you $1,000. So then I blessed them. And I gave them the Bible. I said, please, be reading. Do you have the Bible? We don't have a Bible. I said, be reading this Bible. So I gave them the Bible after their wedding. A year later, I couldn't see these people anymore. Now, when I asked the husband said, oh, my wife was disappointed because you promised us money and you didn't give us the money. So I said, let's go home. So I said, give me your Bible. I opened the Bible. There was $1,000. So I said, this is how I would know whether you read your Bible or not. I had to put this $1,000 in your Bible. There are so many things God has put in that Bible. Ah, yeah, yeah. And some of you, your guys, you know, the day you open and read. When he sees your Bible, when he opens your Bible, there's a car there, a job there. God says, until you read your Bible, you're going to get your job, you're going to get your house, you're going to get what you need. So, I want to give you something to an assignment. I want everybody to finish Isaiah chapter 40 until Isaiah 65. Chapters, not verses. Chapter 40, chapter 41, chapter 42, 43, 44, 45, until 65. Go and read all those chapters. Somewhere in the middle of those chapters, there is the money that God promised you to give you on your wedding day. Say, this book is your food. Do you hear that? Now, if you want to read the Bible, I'm going to give you a simple instruction, okay? Switch off your phone when you want to read the Bible. Switch. You won't die. Even for 30 minutes, switch off your phone. Just to show God honor and respect. Switch off for 30 minutes as you're reading your Bible, for 1 hour. Whatever minutes you're reading your Bible, switch off your phone. Not like this. Not like this. And all of a sudden, no. Not like this. Hello? So who's foolish? You two are foolish. Ah, shame. Yo, it's you who's foolish. Mm-hmm. Tu. When the foolish calls foolish people foolish. Why the devil is fighting you? He knows you think like a physical person. All right, just give me Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 verse 5. Quickly. Very important. Wonderful scripture. I want us to read together. I want you to go read. Verse 6. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies living sacrifice, whole acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now go back to Romans 8 verse 5. I want to show you something. All right. For those who live according to the flesh. Well, who are these people? That Romans was not written to non-believers. It was written to believers. And they were grouped into two. Those who live according to the flesh. And those who live according
to the spirit.
What's the meaning of that? According to the flesh and according to the spirit. Now, to understand better, it says those who set their mind. For those who are according to the flesh and are controlled by its unholy desire, set their minds on and pursue those things which gratify the flesh. But those who are according to the spirit and are controlled by by the desires of the spirit, set their minds. So it's about the mind. It's about what?
The mind.
Tell anybody, it's about the mind.
It's about the mind.
So others set their mind on the things of the earth, while others... Now, the Bible's not explaining what type of things are those.
Yes.
Hello?
Mind.
Until you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 15. Watch something there. From verse 13. Fast, quickly. Why don't they go read? All right, verse 14. I just like that. Go verse 15. So, in other words, God is giving us an idea that whoever we are shall be tried or tested by fire. Where you are, your faith, your works will be tested in the fire. Whatever we do is tested in the fire. The Bible says if your works are not that good and you are good, you will pass through the fire, but your works will be burnt. I'm talking to people. Well, some will pass through the fire with their works, and their works will want to be burnt. Now, I want to say this to you, all of you who are here. Things that are very important that matter. If you're a Christian, you must know that God groups us. This is why the others, the seed, falling on the ground, falling on the thorns, falling. So there are different type of Christians. Don't think the fact we're all Christians, we're all the same. No. Some of us were Christians of class. Tell them, but that's where I belong. Say, so I operate from a highest perspective. I am a Christian of class. Are you following? Now, lastly, I want to say this. Those who set their mind on the things of the flesh. What are the things of the flesh? The things of the flesh, you're going to find them in James chapter 3, starting from verse 13. Go to James 3, from verse 13. I want to show you something. The things of the, what are these things of the flesh that I want you to know? What? Who is there among you who is wise and intelligent? Then let him by noble living show forth his good works. With the trustive humility, which is the proper attribute of true wisdom. Now, I just want you to see that information. We're also talking of works here, which in the first Corinthians says those works will be tried. But now, those works, they are going to wisdom, which means there is a certain wisdom that works. That I want you to understand it now. Tell my neighbor before we pray. Oh, no, neighbor must understand, neighbor must understand. Verse 14. But if you have bitter jealousy, envy, and contention, rivalry, selfish ambition in your hearts, oh, do not pride yourselves on it, and thus be in defiance of and false to the truth. Verse 15, it says, these sufficient wisdom, say wisdom. This superficial wisdom is not such as comes down from above. Now, let's define it. It is ethele, those who set their things on the things of the earth, mind the things of, for to think with the thinking of the earth. We're going to go there. Ethele, ethele, ethele. And spiritual. That wisdom, as long as we're thinking like a normal human being, as long as we're thinking like a normal human being, it is ethereal wisdom. Okay?
Amen.
It is what?
Ethereal wisdom.
It is earthly and spiritual. As long as you're using your logic thinking, it is unspiritual. It is animal. Even devilish. Are you seeing that? It is a demonic wisdom. Now, this is where, when you look at a person who is sick, very sick, the moment you say, no, he can't walk, that is a logic thinking which is of the world, but it is demonic and earthly, satanic. The wisdom from above, you will see that person walking.
Amen.
And they say, rise up and walk.
Amen.
Oh, I'm talking to the wrong people here. The reason why Christians are not moving forward is nothing. It's because they use their earthly wisdom. They look at the situation and say, no way. There's no way where I am before December I can have a car. I can get married because I have no boyfriend. I've got no money. I have no source of everything. It is demonic, earthly. It is animal. It is of this world. But he who is from above. Ay, 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 ay. Now go over 16, you'll be shocked. For wherever there is jealousy, envy, and contention, rivalry, and selfish ambition, there will also be confusion. Is there no confusion in your life? Is there confusion in your life? Now, confusion, not only confusion, and rest. This harmony, harmony is lack of peace, rebellion, and all sorts of evil and vile practice. Why are these things in your life? Because you're not using wisdom from above. Now go to verse 17. The Bible says, very important, but the wisdom from above is first of all pure and undefiled. Then it is peace loving, contentious, considerate, gentle. It is willing to yield to reason. There must be a reasoning before prayer. You must be a person yield to reasoning. Not just say, no, 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 it's like that. You must be willing to reason. I'm talking to people. Not just say, oh, hey, have you heard what? I know it. I don't. That's demonic. It must be willing to reason. It must have, it is special. It is. Go back to the scripture. The wisdom from above. It is considered gentle. It is willing to yield to reason. Full of compassion and good fruits. It is wholehearted and straightforward. Impartial and fair. Free from doubts. You don't even, if you say it will happen, it will happen. You don't doubt that you are healed. You know you are healed. It is free from doubts. It is free from wavering. And it said it. Know what I mean? The wisdom from this world doubts at some point. Will I really be healed? Will this thing really gonna change? It is demonic wisdom. Now go into verse 15. Go back to verse 15. But give me King James Version. I want you to see this very well tonight. Say, before we pray, Major, I need the wisdom from above. This wisdom descends not from above, but it is earthly, sensual. I want the word sensual. Now, the word sensual comes from the verb sense. Oh, you are here, right? So, the word sense. Sense. I can sense something. It can be used as a verb, adjective, describing the noun something. Now, hear this. So the word sense, are you here, right?
Yes.
Are you following? Are you following somebody?
Yes.
Are you following somebody, right?
Yes.
The word sense comes, produces a noun, sensual. It is the same word sense which we use. That every human being has got five senses. Now the Bible says this wisdom is sensual, meaning that it is senses, your physical senses, which have been used. Now that wisdom is earthly, animal, demonic. You are here? No. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Clap your hands for the Lord. Are you following somebody? Are you hearing what I'm just saying right now? Or you're not even following? Are you following somebody? So you must never be, because the day you received Jesus, you became born again. Meaning to say, even your senses became born again. You no longer use just five senses of a human being, but now you use spiritual senses.
Yes, yes.
You think like a normal human being, but with a spiritual sense, because a normal human being would think there is no way on the sea. Tell your neighbor, are you hearing me or you are? Ask, are you hearing me, neighbor? Say, if you think like a normal human being, neighbor, you are not a born again. To be born again is not accepting Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior with your mouth only. That's what be born again. It is to live it. It's how you think. From the day you received Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, your thinking changes. You don't see impossibilities. You see possibilities. You don't see sickness. You see healing. You don't see demons. You see deliverance. You don't see poverty. You see prosperity. Your thinking begins to change. Are you hearing me, somebody? That's to be born again. Not just, I accept the Lord. I'm a personal Savior. Amen. You go sit down. Yo, so what do I do now? You are a new creation. Old things are gone. Behold, new things have come. You are not what you used to be yesterday. You are a born again. Born of the Spirit. Born of God. Are you hearing me, somebody? Demons cannot stand on your way. Poverty cannot stand on your way. You say in the name of Jesus, I command you, come on.